presenting Hawk Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
PX4 calling control tower. PX4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to PX4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1,200 fathoms. All clear.
Okay. This is Hawk Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hawk Harrigan.
Say, gang, I know you've been hearing a lot about those artificial weather experiments lately. Well, there's a lot more to it than just making rain or snow. First of all, the entire weather research program is being run jointly by the Army Signal Corps, Navy Research Office, the Air Force, and General Electric Company. A special report telling of the weather work has been issued, and tucked inside among all the scientific words is a new discovery which will make many flyers very happy. This discovery has to do with icing. When at high altitudes, temperature drops way below zero. And when there are clouds filled with moisture, pilots run up against icing conditions. At the very best, ice makes flying annoying. And at worst, it can be very dangerous. When the scientists found they could make rain or snow by dropping dry ice into certain clouds, they also discovered a way to clear a hole in an icing cloud. With this new method, an airplane can clear a hole in an icing cloud within 15 minutes and then go through it without any worry. Now, here's how it works. In every icing cloud, there's some water. I mean regular liquid water, just like you and I drink. But it's in very small, almost invisible drops. Even though the temperature is below freezing, that water stays a liquid. And as I told you, a seeding with dry ice makes the moisture fall, either as rain or snow. Once the moisture is gone, the cloud disappears. Sounds like magic, doesn't it? Well, in just a few minutes, I'll be back with more about this and other interesting information covering scientific weather studies, so don't forget to listen. And now for our story. The trail which led Hoff and Tank from the underground aircraft plant in Black Mesa to the booming oil town of Yellow Creek in search of a solution to the puzzling mystery of the Wailing Witch has come to a deadly end. Captured by Roy Saunders, the coarse, brutal owner of a Wildcat Petroleum Company, the boys were driven to the oil fields where a new well was about to be opened. Bound hand and foot, they were carried to the top of a large storage tank and tied to the bottom rungs of an iron ladder. Then the boys were lowered into the tank through a trap door and left hanging. Immediately after, they heard a low, rumbling roar echo through the cavernous, pitch-black depths of the tank. Oil, pumped from the bowels of the earth, was beginning to pour in.
Hey, can you work loose?
No, not a chance. That pump is sort of tied up, so I can't do anything.
Oil's coming in fast.
This time, ain't it?
Yeah, you always warned me about sticking out my neck. Well, it's right on the chopping block now. Won't take long here.
Look, maybe if we yell, some of them guys out in the field would hear us.
Remember that noise?
I guess you're right. Hey, what's that?
A ladder banging against the hooks up there. We moved, didn't you feel it?
Why did we move?
The oil's coming up fast. It's reached the bottom rung.
But it's getting close, ain't we?
Yeah, thanks. Awfully close.
The gushing, pounding roar of flowing death grows louder. The ladder sways, rattling against the hooks in the roof of the tank. Each metallic clank seems to tick off one more moment of length. Suddenly, Tank gasps and shudders.
The oil's up around my ankle. I can feel it.
It's up to my knees. I'm tied lower down.
What? Why didn't you say something?
What's the difference?
How do you feel?
I don't know. A million things are running through my mind. Yet I can't concentrate on any one thing.
Yeah, same here. I think of the darn thing. Plane, apple pie, and then I get to the airport. Funny, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's up to my knees.
Up to my waist. Yeah.
Sick, baby. Better say a prayer.
Wait, John.
My
wrist is sliding around in the rope.
Huh?
Tank, I can move my wrist.
But Jenny, what's happened?
The oil's gotten into the ropes and on my skin.
I think you slide your hands off.
Hold me.
Yeah. Oh, John. Is it working?
I can't pull my knuckles.
Dry, hot. Dry. It goes all up.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, my right hand's free.
Oh, boy.
There, my left. Great, hot, great.
Yeah, if I can handle the knot around my waist.
Careful.
I might pull off the ladder.
Let me get loose first, then I'll worry about falling.
Now, ropes are good and slippery now.
How you coming?
Okay.
Shoot. Ah.
All right, I caught myself. Now, get up there if you're ready.
Maybe you better go up to the top first and open the hatch. Yell for help.
No, the arms are to your waist already.
Hey, my wrists are flying around now too.
Well, let me take care of them, man. That'll be easy.
That's something. Sure, it was supposed to kill us. Instead, it's places.
Yeah, a handle of.
Oh, brother, where are we?
Now, hang on to the ladder. I'll take care of the other one.
Those orders that fucking still pop right.
I might be. Hold still.
I hope so. I want to get my hands. In 5 minutes, and I'll pound them into oil and smell.
Okay, thank you, Freak. Go on, up the ladder.
Yes.
But be careful. It's through the slippery.
Don't worry.
How far up we go?
All the way, son, until you hit the top.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
What if the hatch is blocked me out dry?
Well, you would think of that.
What do we do?
Find out in 2 seconds.
No.
Yeah. Hit the hatch.
Gosh. I'm almost scared to try it.
Well, feel around the edges. Try the hinges anyway.
And on this side.
Yeah, I found him. Hatch lifts on your side of the ladder. Go to it.
Your fingers crossed.
Go on, Frank. Go on.
Well?
Giant thing's awful heavy.
Give it all you've got.
I'm trying, Emmett. It's easy trying to push and hang on to the ladder. Wait, turn.
It's opening.
Can't shove it open all the way.
Look, I'll hang on to your belt. Go through it with both hands.
Yeah.
That's the way. Now, move up one run. I'm holding you. Don't worry.
Check. Gotta get it all the way. Now.
Good for you. Go on, climb up.
Pleasure. Oh, baby, look at that sky and the sunset. Never seen nothing so pretty in all my life.
Hey, out of the way. Let me admire it, too.
Here.
I can make it.
Phew.
Breathe deep, Hunt. This is real fresh air.
You'll breathe. I want to check up on Saunders.
Oh, I forgot. Maybe he's down in the field. Hey, watch. Don't get too close to the edge.
No, I don't see him.
Ain't around this side, neither.
Okay, let's get out this tank. There's a ladder going down to the ground.
Yeah. Boy, your sight. Pants are all covered with oil.
You're no bathing beauty yourself.
We'll make a fine picture walking down the street like this.
Okay. How do you go?
Well, what do we do now? Go back to the plane?
Not by a long shot.
Huh?
You gonna let Saunders get away with it?
You mean we're going to his office?
I'll say we are. Roy Saunders is going to get the surprise of his life.
Hop's face is grim and determined. He slowly follows Hank, holding the ladder in vice-like grip, as if it were Roy Saunders himself. There's a surprise ahead, gang, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I told you how an icing cloud could be punctured by the use of dry ice. That's very important to pilots, gang, because icing conditions can make flying a tough job. The whole idea of clearing a hole in a cloud is based on the same method that's been used to make artificial rain and snow. There are a lot of angles to this weather-making business that may become very important within the next few years. Most of the work is still in the experimental stage, but we know enough to have a general idea of what can be done about the weather. According to scientists, it may be possible to greatly increase rain and snowfall over mountainous areas during winter. That would give us reserves of water to be used for irrigation during the dry summer months. Well, you can see how much help it would be to farmers, whose business it is to see their crops get enough water. With the use of dry ice, we should be able to get rid of any hail which might fall during a thunderstorm. You know, out west, hail damage amounts to millions of dollars a year. Each experiment so far has been on a small scale. It's easier that way to take pictures of the entire operation and to study the results. It's really hard to say how far we can go in controlling the weather. Many of the scientists aren't going out on a limb and making predictions. But one thing is sure, definite progress has been made and will continue to be made. Science is pushing ahead on the weather front, fellows and girls, and as soon as they have more to report, I'll get it right to you. Say, you know, the Air Force is closely tied up in this weather project. weather can be a powerful enemy of aviation. Any advances made in controlling the forces of nature will also benefit aviation. This country needs men and women to keep aviation on top. So always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Darkness has fallen over the town of Yellow Creek, but the main street is brilliantly illuminated and crowded with workers from the oil fields. Many of them stare curiously at two men, their faces and clothes streaked with oil, striding purposefully through milling throngs. They turn down a narrow, dimly lit side street, maintaining their brisk pace, and stop only when they reach a two-story building marked by the sign Saunders Petroleum Company.
Here we are, Hop. How do you feel?
Well and mad. How about you?
I'm over 100 myself. Let's go in.
Suits me fine. Wish we had a gun or something.
I thought you liked using a fist.
It's a pleasure, pal. A pleasure. As long as you say it's okay.
I do. Here we are.
We still ain't bothered to lock this door.
I'm expecting visitors, I guess.
Duck in. On my way.
All right, hold up.
Where was the door where we got slugged?
Down the hall, but take it easy.
Yeah, sure. I wonder if he's here.
Saunders, you mean?
Who else?
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll find him, though.
Brother, when we do.
Now, look, promise me something.
Sure, what?
You let me have a poke at him before you ruin him for good.
Okay, but the polishing off job is for me.
It's a deal. Come on now. The second door on the right.
Yeah. That's where we heard him talking to Carla Davis.
Uh-huh.
Like to get my mitts on her, too.
I don't know about that, Tank.
What do you mean you don't know?
I just can't figure out how she's involved. I know she looks guilty.
Looks,
huh? Yeah, looks bad. But the way Saunders was talking to her, almost the way he spoke to us, it doesn't fit somehow. Wish I could put my finger on it.
All I want to do is put my finger on it. Hey, this is the door. Don't hear nobody inside.
Yeah, neither do I.
Guess Saunders may hear.
Somebody's in there.
Huh? How do you know?
See the bottom of the door? There.
Uh-oh. There's light coming through the crack.
Check.
Well, you barge right in?
No.
Then what are we going to do?
Stand behind me and get ready to move fast.
But
quiet now. Go ahead and open the door. Ready?
For anything, pal. Here we go. Don't see anything.
But let me have a look first, will you?
Hurry up. All right, all right.
What in the world?
Saunders in.
How?
Then who is, for Pete's sake?
Max.
Who?
Max Kell. Simon Glow's mechanic.
Peering through the narrow crack of the partially open door, Hop and Tank see the elderly figure of Max Kell seated in a chair, studiously thumbing through a magazine. What is he doing here? And where is Mr. Roy Saunders?
Gang, there's suspense and excitement ahead, so don't miss the next episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station.
Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.